Thank you. There are a number of younger people in our audience. I do not intend to ask any direct questions of any of them. You'll be glad to hear. Now, Stephen Rose, what do you think?
Well, I think there are two different things here. One is, I think that, as both Norman and Frank have said, I'm getting very tired of the substitution of propaganda and advertising for government. And it didn't begin with this government. It began certainly sort of way before that, but it's become extremely sharp in the present regime. And I think it's very sad because it does, as it were, substitute this soft focus claim that you can advertise your way out of a problem rather than anything else. But we do have to remember the seriousness of the problem. Britain has one of the worst rates of teenage pregnancy anywhere in Europe. It also has one of the poorest records in sex education in Europe. And both of those issues need to be addressed. I'm not sure they're going to be addressed by just say no types of campaigns, which don't recognize that for most of us, not just teenagers, I should say, Frank, sex is, or at least can be and should be, fun. And let's actually accept the sorts of enthusiasm. And if you look at the way the Scandinavians, for example, advertise condoms on their buses in HIV protection campaigns, by comparison with the pompous, as it were, and fearful ways that it's been done here, you can actually see the distinction that I'm trying to make. So I think lighten up a bit about it, recognize we need sex education, and recognize that sex education needs to be addressed to the pregnancy problem, but not to pretend that no one wants to do sex until they're married or just cross their legs.
We've laid out the situation for you, Yvette, and I've left you till last, and it's all yours.
Yeah, there's certainly been a lot of strange stories in the papers this week about a campaign that actually hasn't been launched yet, and most of the people who are writing about it haven't actually seen any of the campaign posters or any of the details of it. It is a 2 million campaign, not a 60 million campaign, as the Daily Mail claimed. And it is actually part of a £60 million programme, which includes local work on sex education, on advice and support for teenagers, information about contraception, and work really across the board to tackle the serious problem that we face in this country about teenage pregnancies. Stephen is right that teenage pregnancies are the highest here anywhere in Europe. And we do have a very serious problem. I think any questions a year ago was probably dealing with questions about 12-year-olds having children. Children should not be having children. It haunts their lives for many years to come, and it haunts their children's lives as well. That's why this is so important. Now, of course it's true that one media campaign won't solve this problem. That must be right, but it is true also that we have to provide teenagers with information, directly information, with information, as part of an overall program to help bring those teenage pregnancies down.